Get ready for a cinematic showdown on Film Flashback Face-Off. Join Richie, Jim, and Carl as they transport younger hosts Jason and Raymond to the golden days of film, if you consider the 70s, 80s, and 90s to be golden. Tune in for laughs, debates, and a delightful blend of nostalgia and entertainment every week. Whether you're a seasoned cinephile or a curious newcomer, grab your popcorn and join us on a cross-generational cinematic adventure. Available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast directories. Hey, everybody. This is your old pal, Jim. What did you just hear? You heard about our new podcast, Film Flashback Face-Off. Yes, you're probably wondering, what the hell happened to Destroy All Movies? Well, after 15 or so years of doing that show, we thought maybe we should change it up and try something a little different. So we kind of sunsetted Destroy All Movies, and now we have Film Flashback Face-Off. Gonna throw another one at you with the Blue Thunder episode we did. If you like what you hear, you enjoyed Destroy All Movies, please go to your favorite podcast directory and subscribe to our new show, Film Flashback Face-Off. Could be found everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the whole nine yards. There will also be links to some of this in the show notes. Make it a little easier on you to subscribe. But we ask you to subscribe. If you like Destroy All Movies, support the new show. Basically the same personnel doing it. Shows are a little quicker. Nothing going over 45 minutes for the most part. So not a big time investment. But you'll want to invest more time because the show is pretty good, in my opinion. Maybe not yours, but please, if you like Destroy All Movies, go and subscribe. Now, coming up is our Blue Thunder episode. Obviously, as I said before, please enjoy. And I'll see you at Triple F. That's Film Flashback Face-Off, for those who don't know. That's the cool, hip way of saying it. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to whatever the name of this podcast is going to be. Welcome to Movies.
This is the show where we force Jay and Raymond to watch movies that we watched in our young adult lives. Basically the 70s, 80s, 90s.
So just think of like when TBS did movies for old guys. Now they're watching them.
Yeah. And they have never seen them prior to a little before this show. And this week, what are we doing?
Say that again
where we can hear it.
Blue Thunder.
Blue Thunder.
Roy Scheider has come out of the water and into a helicopter.
And into a helicopter. a very special helicopter.
Yeah. It's nose heavy, though.
Yes. It is nothing.
Like Lee Iacocca.
In actuality, it was nose heavy because right. That was not a military helicopter that they created.
Oh no.
That wasn't a modified military helicopter. That was a modified helicopter.
Oh, okay.
And they hung all that crap off the front of it.
Yeah.
And it did make, and the stunt pilots did say it was real nose heavy.
Wow. So they had to add it to the movie. Like, man, this movie writes itself.
Yes, of course, Blue Thunder is, of course, a movie that was about the astral vision of the L.A. Police Department, where they fly around in helicopters.
What's your name?
What name? My name?
Oh, that's right. Weird. We never announced
We never introduced ourselves, Carl.
Anyway, yeah, correctly. I'm Richie.
That's funny.
I'm Jim.
Go ahead, Carl.
What's Carl. Your name, Carl?
Christ.
I'm Jason.
Well, Richie always goes,
I already said I'm Richie.
No, only, said no, I'm it's Richie. Jim, or Richie, oh. Jim, and then Carl, then Jay, then me.
Yeah.
And sorry.
Still goes in that order, Carl.
And Carl's cat.
That's right. Listen. Soon to have an appearance or
what's your or, cat's name?
Ricotta, like the cheese.
So you'll know Ricotta has made an appearance when Carl screams after he gets clawed.
He's sleeping right here.
So Blue Thunder. Frank Murphy is a courageous and honorable Los Angeles police officer who is chosen to test run Blue Thunder, a high-tech experimental attack helicopter. While flying Blue Thunder, Murphy and his partner discover that the government intends to use the helicopter for corrupt crowd control and surveillance. Rated R for action and drama.
Isn't Frank Murphy RoboCop also?
He was Murphy.
Definitely Murphy, yeah.
I don't know if it was Frank.
I don't think it was Frank.
Look it up, Carl. You got to look it up, machine. Carl.
That's right.
You use one of your six computers you're using to do the show.
So, of course, Blue Thunder was it came out in May of 1983.
Alex Murphy.
Alex.
Alex. So, May of 1983 is when Blue Thunder made its premiere. It was directed by John Badham, written by Dan O'Bannon. I know that guy. Yeah, he was responsible for other science fiction stuff.
Badham directed a bunch of movies. John Badham directed a bunch.
Yeah. And starred Roy Scheider.
And a very young.
A very young Daniel Stern. And of course.
You guys would know him from Home Alone.
Yep. I knew who he was. And Bushwhacked.
And Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Where we would say City Slickers.
City Slickers.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I love City Slickers.
And this also starred Malcolm McDowell as the evil colonel.
Right.
Clockwork Orange.
And Warren Oates, of course, is the crusty police captain.
He was the best. He had the best liners in this movie.
Yeah. My favorite line, I'm just going to pop it out right now. My favorite line is that fake radio bullshit went out 5 minutes after Marconi invented the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I don't know if I could sit down because the commissioner's got done chewing out my ass and
he breaks a pencil.
There's Marl. I like Marls. That is when you're walking on eggs, don't hop.
It had good liners in that movie. It's some of the best writing.
So let's get our initial reactions from Raymond and Jason.
Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, you want me to go first? Oh boy.
You have notes on this one too? He does.
Oh my God, he does have notes.
Wow. No way.
I tried, dude. It was a struggle to even get notes on this movie, I feel like. So I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, okay, this maybe has the potential. Like, is it gonna be some military aircraft thing? Is it gonna be or like against Russia? Is it gonna be like a spy? Like, I don't know where it's gonna be just based on the picture of the movie. And it starts in their police. And I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe they're gonna upgrade and it's gonna be like an AI type thing. But I gotta remember, this is 1983. Like, yeah. I think I had my expectations way high on this movie originally. And it became a little less than I was expecting, just because obviously the time that technology was different. But it was just weird. Like, I thought the plot just really kind of didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Right, it didn't make sense.
Why are they going to this cop and giving them this multi-million-dollar murder machine for crowd control?
Yeah.
I found myself asking a lot of questions and why.
Yeah.
I was like, so this helicopter belongs in like Escape from New York or like some sort of like a Mad Max type of movie, not to control crowds in Los Angeles with a minigun attached to it.
During the Olympics. Yeah. During the Olympics.
Yeah.
Fly that thing and over and shoot people.
And it's not 100% Like, even in that, like, demonstration, they were blown away little kids.
Oh, hey, other white guys, targets. Might kill one civilian.
One so civilian. Those are it's unacceptable.
I'd straight I'd running. Go with those odds, though.
Like, why if is it what?
I would green light that.
It's just odd. Yeah.
Like when the dude says, oh, this isn't a strafing run. This the thing picks its targets carefully. And yeah. It,
whatever you're looking at.
Yeah, it basically just strafed everything.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that they made Los Angeles seems like obviously I was like, so they have an Apache helicopter basically for the police force for what?
Like the Olympics.
I couldn't understand
for the 84 Olympics.
Why do you need the Gatling gun?
But you're this right. Whole movie but didn't make any but sense. You're right.
No,
but you're right. What they need the police to fly it around for?
I don't know. It just I think it was because it was cool at the time, and they're like, let's make a movie about how cool helicopters are. Or there's no real good helicopter movies. Top Gun's killing it. That's fighter jets. What about helicopters? Let's make a
whole
movie.
The whole movie was made so they can have that shot of Blue Thunder ripped off from Apocalypse Now. That's all it was.
No, they made the whole movie so he could do a loop-de-loop, yes. Kind of like how Top Gun does the inverted plane.
Yes.
That was like the whole point of the end of the movie.
When they were showing the helicopter.
When the helicopter comes in behind and the smoke sun curls around the, yeah, in that the
was,
sun.
That was a complete ripoff from Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they're dropping the napalm and then it like goes around the wings, makes the angel.
Well, not just that, but like when yeah. when he was coming, when they introduced him and he was, you know, had the sun behind him.
Yeah.
That was a very.
That wasn't smoke. That was smog.
What I thought was interesting, too, is at the very beginning of the movie, it gives you this excerpt, like every weapon used in this is in use in the United States military. Like this is a yes. real was it technology.
A it's all it's real like a technology. Real technology.
Yeah. Say,
bullshit it is. That helicopter is whisper quiet. There ain't yeah, no
that was the only one I was questioning. I was like, whisper mode. I'm like, I don't think that's a real thing. I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't yeah. know. I'm not a military guy.
I don't think you pick up audio that good either, like the audio and like
the. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Especially where the mics were.
Mm-hmm.
Right under
right next to the rotors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they zoomed in video on that girl's boobs. So I'm like,
okay, I was like, the whole point of this movie is for them to be pervs. Like, they're like checking, oh, yeah. checks out constantly. Even when his girlfriend's dumpster diving and her skirt blows up, he starts like,
I never like laughing at her. I'm telling you, when I rewatch this movie, I didn't remember how problematic all those scenes are. Like,
dude, she's a nightmare. Did you see how she drove against traffic? She is a crazy driver, and he's just as bad leaving work.
But
every
the thing
day.
Is, they say, "Well, people don't like helicopters flying overhead." No shit, because
or spying on people.
Every example you showed with the good guys of the movie is them doing things they should not yeah. be doing.
Yeah, the chick's doing
naked yoga,
and they're right outside her house, and it's like, and the neighbors are like complaining, "Oh, there's a helicopter hovering over our neighborhood." But this girl's just like, "Oh, hey, I don't care." It's like, and every night at 10 o'clock, it happens. So
10:30,
like, yeah, 10:30, whatever. it's just so it's stupid. They make the main characters kind of seem like a bunch of sleaze bags.
Yeah, they were sleazy. They're like looking down the prostitute's shirt and listening to the John trying to pick
he's
her
like
up.
Pawn at the screen.
Yeah, he's like please. Yeah. Men were extra horny before the internet. Like,
yeah.
So if they were trying to do crowd control, couldn't they have just gotten a helicopter from like the Vietnam era with the gun on it?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the door open, it would have made
like
same.
Just gas canisters.
It
you know,
yeah. would have just been. It would have made the same difference.
How about this? Another big point is why did they pick him to be this helicopter pilot?
Well,
that's
because
military hardcore.
One, he's ex-military, so he. But the second thing is because his captain had to hide him, so they chose. That's why he chose him.
Still doesn't make any sense. Like, why that? And then why did that the bad guy try to kill him right off the bat by loosening that bolt? Like, that's attempted to murder the other dude, and then crashing out. Dude, the mass like the civilian casualties in this movie is probably astronomical. Because at the end of the movie, he goes ham. He takes out his own police, like friends, knocks them out. They don't die, right? But dude, he lures a heat-seeking missile to a Korean barbecue to blow that up. And then he blows up another tower using the sun to
drill the heat. Why did those missile. People...
He's using the glare.
Why did those people run out of that barbecue place?
They never said that. I was just going
to
bring that
there,
up.
There, there yeah, was, how did there they was know no reason for them to panic and run out.
Flying at them. At...
Other than we don't give wanna, a shit. We don't want them blowing up.
He cut a car in half. He crashed two other helicopters. He shot down an F-16. He caused so much damage. They made the and he's like the good guy.
Look like retards. I was just like, these are F-18 pilots, and like he's shooting them down. And I was like, this shit would ever happen.
No, like it's so unbelievable. Like, this movie. 16
pilots are like elite, man. You can't.
The best of the best.
Yeah.
Like, no, you got the two stupidest F-16 pilots.
I got him now, Cookie. It's like,
what a terrible call sign.
I got him now.
Cookie.
Oh, I accidentally took out the side of an office building.
Yeah, with probably people at work with a missile using the glare of the sun to direct the heat.
Debris all over
everywhere.
Yeah,
and when the two helicopters were going at it, he was shooting up an apartment building. Yeah, just waiting. He's like, they're gonna end up tearing it down.
He took out two other helicopters, multiple police units. However, that canal chase scene was pretty dope when they're ducking underneath the bridges. I thought that was pretty cool. There's some cool chase scenes in that one. Motorcycle guys sliding. The LA River. Yeah. That's where they like, it's a famous. I dig
the moment when the cops got his girlfriend pulled over and Blue Thunder just rises up on the bridge.
Yeah. And what about hiding all that sensitive material in a dumpster? Like, you don't think that somebody would have picked up that trash and just lost all the sensitive material?
He said he didn't think they were picking it up until Monday.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
His message to Murphy?
And that's how he found out, you know, and he's let him know what Jaffo's still for.
Oh, and there's
and how they made sure you knew that the tape could not be erased unless it was in that case.
In that case, yeah, at the end when she finally gets it to the news station.
So why didn't Lyman Good, instead of changing the code, just take the tape out of the case?
You're right. Yeah. That's funny.
There's so many unanswered questions in this movie.
Yeah, like
I was saying, you ask yourself why constantly. It's like why?
How did that gate stop? Just because a brick was laying there?
No, why park this helicopter in front of a moving train to destroy the evidence?
He just like walks real cold. And it's like
he walks away.
Hell yeah!
It caused another major disaster.
And then the news is like going over what happened, and they're like,
they didn't say anything about
next the weather. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, this guy just blew up an F-16 with a helicopter, blew up a tower, crashed the thing.
Coming up next, the weather.
It makes no sense.
Coming up next, the weather. We won't tell you about the engineer who just lost his life by trampling in.
Or the hundreds of people that were dead in the building that got hit by a missile, and the barbecue joint that just got flattened because, you know, it's just like, what is...
And wherever that plane landed.
Yeah.
Didn't show.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the whole movie just didn't make sense.
And after he shot down that first F-16 fighter, he was like, oh, good. He got in his parachute. But it's like,
bro. Yeah, he sees him landing.
It's not like you were aiming for his wing. You were just shooting in his general direction.
And there was also no point of that 30-second thing all the time.
Oh.
Oh yeah, his
of him thing. Trying to like just get him cool and just relax and breathe. Yeah, this Casio watch.
Yeah,
I think I think that was his market placement for Casio back in the day. Yeah, I honestly think that there was no point.
Yeah, there was no point for that shit.
They probably paid like, part of the budget.
So him driving through those cones like a maniac trained him to get out of the helicopter in time before the train.
Hits. There was we had plenty of time.
There was no connection between. That at all.
He could have taken the time it took to set his watch and press the button to actually get out of the thing.
Yeah, but driving like a maniac through cones and unstrapping yourself out of a helicopter, you just crashed onto a train track and an oncoming train. There's no like connection between the two.
Yeah.
So I have two other big plot holes.
It's
I got a couple plot holes. Like, yeah. Okay, so what was the whole point of them taking up political, like adversaries? And then why train this cop that you already have? Like, I'm talking for the bad guy's perspective. Why would I give somebody I don't like and I know might have I have it out for access to this super spy helicopter and then go talk about it with a bunch of other people, the conspiracy to kill him and knowing he's probably listening? I just don't think that was very smart. And like, why are they even trying to kill all these political adversaries? There's no point of their like the bad guy's motives. I didn't understand any of the bad guy's motives at all.
I didn't get it either.
It didn't make any sense.
Just postpone the flight. Well, like they didn't have, like you said, they didn't have to let him fly. They said, oh, that guy? No. Okay. We want a different candidate.
Yeah, like why pick him? Yeah. Made no sense.
And then that sleazy guy in the beginning with that they thought was abandoned car, he just kept showing up everywhere. The one who
What happened to that guy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's like in the most noticeable abandoned car. The guy that plays a villain like super
in every single movie he's ever been in.
He was also in Beat It.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in Beat. That's right.
Beat It.
Wasn't he in the video?
Yeah, he was in the video.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh,
he has that look. I guess he reminds me of like No Country.
He was always in like TV shows, and he was always a villain. In every TV, every
looks like a villain.
You when you have pockmarked face, you're typecast.
He's one of the guy in the white jacket.
Yeah, he's the bad guy driving the car. It has like the dimple chin and the long stringy hair. The hitman that disappears.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always
like a pimp.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Plays like a pimp or, you know, shit like that.
Why would they give...
He's probably on Barney Miller.
And you're telling me in the car he was... in the car he was driving, where obviously he was wearing no restraint whatsoever, and then he crashes head first enough to do that kind of damage to that car, it would have thrown him through the windshield.
Yeah. Right.
He just walks away.
And he like backs up and keeps going after Lyman Good.
Which is a cool name, by the way. I was thinking, I'm like, that's an interesting character's name, Lyman Good.
Mm-hmm.
So different. And then the last one.
Biggest pull out of this movie. He's like, this is a good name, Lyman Good.
Lyman Good. Right. No, some of the action was so positives. I'll talk about positives. Like some of the action scenes were pretty dope. Like he saw that one cop car in half, the one other helicopter crash in the LA River, and they're going underneath. Some pretty cool action scenes, I thought. It was just like all of a sudden out of nowhere, there's all this like chaos in the city. And I just don't understand when they're looking for him. This is my last point. They have this whole manhunt from him, but he's able to just stroll right in and get in the cockpit of that helicopter and fly away with it. Like nobody's watching that thing. Like he just strolls right into a military base.
It wasn't on a military base. It was still on the roof of the cop.
It was at the cop building.
Cop building. Oh, still
but the they so all the cops are looking for him, and he just walked right into the cop building. It's even worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like to have an APB on him, and he's able to stroll right into work. Murphy.
No, I don't.
I was constantly asking myself why, what was the point of the helicopter being there? This helicopter is in the wrong type of movie. Period.
Should be like against Russia's or China's newest thing. Like,
a spy because it goes quiet. You can,
yeah.
It has infrared. You can hear everything. I just did not understand the premise of this movie. I was like it just seems so out of place. The acting was pretty horrendous, but there were a lot of good one-liners. But yeah, I mean, it was like it reminded me kind of like War Games a little bit. But yeah, it was just a weird ass movie, man. I don't know who thought of this plot. It was like they're just throwing shit against the wall. And we need a movie about a helicopter. What do you guys got? That's what I feel like the movie studio did.
Actually, it was probably the other way around. So it was like, hey, I got this really cool helicopter movie. You're kidding.
Yeah. It seems like a made for TV movie, like a TBS movie.
Back then, studios, there wasn't like, you know, a lot going on back in 83 where everybody's right. Like, you know, you brought Blue Thunder. Like this is state of the art. This is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I figured.
Well, actually, doubled its money. It was only $20 million, and it went up to like $40 million.
Yeah.
I'm sure back then that movie was like super high tech. Because then the year after that, Terminator 1 came out, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure that sure that movie was super high tech for its time. And
you know they pitch Rorschach, you're like, so we're gonna, you're a cop and you're gonna fly a helicopter. What's the point? It doesn't, don't worry about
it. Well, Roy Scheider's career, he went from being on the beach fighting a shark.
Right.
To getting up in a helicopter and flying around LA shooting things, and then going undersea in Sea View or Sequest,
I think it was SVU called. SVU or whatever.
Yeah.
SVC or whatever. But wasn't he in Sequest was dope.
Wasn't he in Towering Inferno as well?
No. Gene Hackman.
Oh, Gene Hackman.
Towering Inferno.
Yeah, but if you think about this movie had like everything you could ever want. It has action, nudity, cool gizmos, the helicopter's badass, you know, it was for the time. An evil guy with a British accent. It had it all.
Catch you later. But was it catch you later?
Yeah, after he kills him.
Oh, yeah. Catch you later and shoots that. And then after he does the legendary impossible flip.
After he got shot in the arm, either 25 millimeter or even a 50 cal bullet.
I love no one caught on that when they were doing the test, the guy with
the initial test,
the initial test early in the movie,
the sergeant who is
the sergeant has the mic and he's like, it is equipped with blah 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 steel so thick that nothing could, but there's glass everywhere.
That's
true.
I can break it with a rock.
And the whole thing is in a glass case.
I could throw a rock really hard at it.
Yeah,
that is. I'll that cockpit it. Had a lot of window.
Listen, but where there is that metal, there's a. It's really really tough to penetrate. Hey, what about the glass? No, it's just regular glass.
No, this is regular.
No, it's the special glass. It's called Plexi.
Yeah.
Plexiglass.
No, we put tint on it. You're good.
I just thought it was so funny how, like, when he's, you know, doing his thing, trying to get the information or his girlfriend's information or the info to the news station and... You know, he takes out the police helicopters with the guys with the machine guns, and then it like upgrades to the jets. He takes out the F-16s, and it's like, oh yeah, the British bad guy. I got my own helicopter, and I'm going after him now. But
yeah, he called it a favor.
He became closest to, of course, bringing him down, which I thought was hilarious. I'm like, clearly the F-16s would have ended it.
They wouldn't even had to have gotten into his gun range.
No, they could have been so far away.
It's so crazy.
I was going to say, Real Genius made more sense than this. The plot of Real Genius.
Oh, that was a good movie, though. I like that movie. The guy living in the basement underneath them. They had no clue.
Well, according to Wikipedia, you can actually see the Blue Thunder helicopter in all of its rundown glory at the Disney Studio backlot tour.
Wow.
In Florida.
Mm. I was just sitting
out there. The gun emplacement is gone. There is no gun on it, and it looks pretty old. There's a picture of it on the Wikipedia article.
I'm going to Disney World next year. I'm totally going to go check it out.
Yeah, dude.
It kind of looks like the same shape as the ship from Flight of the Navigator. I saw that, and you can see it was made out of plywood. And when I saw it on the back lot, it wasn't even silver. They didn't even paint it silver. It was wood.
Yeah, I'm gonna put. I'm gonna take a picture in front of it, and I'm gonna. The caption's gonna say "Why." That's all I'm gonna say.
That's the best way to describe this movie. Why?
It's where, full of why. Where did you guys watch it?
I watched it on Amazon today.
I watched it at home, but it was free on YouTube, just like standard YouTube.
Oh.
It was?
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
I looked on YouTube first, but I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, they showed commercials every about 30 minutes, but yeah, they showed all the nudity.
I rented it on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, I wasn't paying a dime for this movie.
Yeah, I saw those on YouTube.
I used to own it.
I know. I remember. I remember.
So let's give our opinions. Mm-hmm. Of this movie. Richie, keep or delete? Is this something you would ever... Do you feel different watching this movie now as you did when you watched it originally?
100%. I don't need to see Blue Thunder anymore. If it was on and I was flipping, I would keep flipping to find Shawshank. I was watching it and I was just like, what is the point of this movie? Like, why did we like it?
I agree. I watched it again. I said, oh, this is actually really creepy.
Yeah.
You know, with the perv stuff. And then it was a whole lot less cool than I remember it being.
Yeah. I didn't care about the creepy part because that's what movies were back then. So,
I mean, this was over the top creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, it kept happening.
With him pawing the monitor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree there. But, like, I didn't care. I just didn't understand, like, why I thought this was a good movie when I was younger.
The boobs. And,
no, and again, it wasn't the boobs. I think it was the helicopter. Because we thought the helicopter looked cool. That was it.
But, it's a lot of it is just normal tech that you would see today, especially, like, the head tracking thing and the yeah. Nothing was a wow. The only thing I was kind of like, oh, that's
interesting. Well, it was a wow. Whisper then.
Mode. But, yeah, but again, that was wow.
You know,
the head tracking thing was a wow at the time.
Right. Yeah. But this goes back to what I talked about with the other movie. Like, that it's what was out.
Right. We were like, there's nothing else to watch.
Like, they didn't have like 10,000 things to choose from. Like,
touché.
Blue Thunder was out. So we were like, oh, there's a helicopter.
Let's go see Blue Thunder. It's a cool helicopter movie.
Yeah.
How about you, Carl?
Well, I'm kind of with Rich. I'll take you back to when I was probably 13. It hit HBO, and a young Carl would always flip through the guide and look for the N for nudity.
So you watched it specifically for tits. Good for you, Carl.
You should watch that girl now, what she looks like. Probably
that's how I've watched a lot of movies. Because the N, I'd set the VCR for the middle of the night and have gold in the morning. And then I watched it a bunch of times and I thought it was pretty cool. But now, yeah, you guys are right. The helicopter's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. So.
And the stunt guys? The pilots?
Yeah.
Those guys are good, man.
Oh, that one motorcycle cop that goes sliding and bangs into his motorcycle. That stunt was pretty cool.
Ray brought up a very good point about some of the cool, like, these were one-and-done stunts. Like, whatever they captured, that was it. They didn't have the budget to do it again. you were getting to saw one cop car in half.
Yeah.
This film had a budget of $22 million at the time. And it raked in $42 million and change.
Yeah. Oh, it was a huge success.
Yeah, this was the 13th highest rated film in 1983.
Wow.
Right behind Risky Business.
Wow.
It's between Risky Business and Flashdance.
Really?
It's actually kind of impressive.
That's impressive.
This got a 78% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Crazy.
Yeah, like it got pretty good reviews. I was looking at it online. But it's a terrible movie.
A somewhat erratic thriller that improves steadily as it progresses. That's one blurb. In terms of kinetic urban action in the air, it's quite literally a perfect vehicle for Royce Scheider.
Whatever I think people just... Today we just want like higher plot, you know. We pay more attention to plots.
It makes sense because out of all the movies that came out in 1983, this was the only one that was like this, with like a high tech piece of military equipment or action. Because you had Return of the Jedi, obviously sci-fi, but you had like War Games, Scarface, Octopussy, Risky Business, Flashdance, Trading Places, A Christmas Story, The Right Stuff. You didn't have anything like this right. was
like modern military, like
exactly
technology.
So that's probably why it was so
advanced
popular.
Tech
makes sense.
Good movies there.
Yeah, but you're right, Jay. It's like a believable future tech movie.
Yeah,
you know, like nothing else had that. Like, I think it was either too sci-fi.
What's also
or grounded.
What's also interesting is Blue Thunder holds the distinction of having a spin-off TV series that came out after the movie that failed miserably on television, but spawned a look-alike show called Airwolf, which was very successful and one of my favorite shows at the time.
That's a dope name, Airwolf.
Oh, Airwolf. And that helicopter was more badass than Blue Thunder.
Airwolf.
Because Airwolf's, all of Airwolf's weaponry was concealed.
Oh, yeah. It's like a slick-looking helicopter. Yeah, it's like more like a luxury helicopter.
Yeah, and then all the weaponry pops out.
Yeah.
Cool.
The show was terribly written, but man.
Yeah, I loved Blue Thunder. I loved Airwolf.
if you liked Knight Rider with the car.
Yeah, it was basically Knight Rider. So I think it's unanimous. We all think this movie does not
hold up. It doesn't hold up.
Doesn't hold up at all.
No.
I'll never watch it again.
Never. We finally found a movie. Fucking Jay's like, there's no way.
Oh man.
There's no way. It just
didn't make any sense.
Jay's like, once I was done watching that, I had to go watch North Shore.
Yeah.
He wanted to go watch it.
Yeah.
I'm all about, like, I get these movies, especially from like the 80s, early 80s. They're all
right.
I have a very open mind to them because I understand, like,
they're one note. It's the things one
that
thing,
were hot back then, you know, that.
Right.
But this one just, I have just no idea. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? This question is why? This the
yeah.
Why was to see that you cool helicopter that. Flying around?
Yeah.
That's basically it.
We built this helicopter in a movie studio. We had like five movies that it fell through with. We need to put it in something. What do you guys got? That's what happened at the movie studio. Was that little boy like his son or like his girlfriend's?
Yeah,
like they never.
I thought they were gonna break up. I thought they were breaking up at the beginning of the movie.
They never acknowledged who that kid was. Like once, he had one line: "Hey, can I see your watch?" That's it.
Obviously, it's her kid.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if he was the dad. Like I don't know. Like I want to know if that was like his stepkid or his girlfriend. Be like, oh yeah,
I don't think so.
They could have referenced the kid.
I don't think so. I think it was just her kid.
I mean. This whole movie didn't make sense, so you might as well go all the way with it.
Did you really want that backstory wedged in?
I did. Yeah, because it would have at least given me something besides how the helicopter arrived there in the first place. Absolutely.
No.
I need to know.
They didn't even explain the backstory of why they needed such a crazy-ass helicopter there to begin with. Like, they didn't even explain, like, hey, this is why we're rolling this thing out.
Right. Like, there's been terrorists. Well, they did reference Munich to the Munich Olympics where there's those people that were captured, the Israelis. So maybe that's why they
thought. How would that helicopter have helped then?
Because they could take out the terrorists only and not, and maybe injure a couple civilians.
Yeah, obviously, you know, one for every 10.
Yeah.
Good ratio.
Now, the whole point of the movie didn't make any sense. There was no real plot. It was just get Roy Scheider into a cool helicopter. That was the only plot of this movie. Nothing else worked.
I like plot points. I just like plot points.
We have this helicopter.
Throw something at me.
It's going to take out innocent people. How many? 1 out of 10. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I mean, how innocent could they be?
If they're taken out, really, then that's their fault for being there. That's the way I see
it. I watched it on Tubi, by the way, for free.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, that's Blue Thunder.
That's it. Thunder. Now what?
Blue Bummer.
Blue Bummer. Blue Bummer.
Yeah, popular at the time.
No, it
not
it
so
was
much anymore.
Super popular. Like super 13th best movie in 1983. That's pretty good.
Yeah, people didn't really care about plot or shit making sense back then.
It was very popular at the time.
Yeah,
I think my dad took me, and I was 10 years old. Seems a little inappropriate.
If I was a kid watching,
oh man,
I would have been into it. I'm not even gonna lie. But now, no.
Mm-mm.
Carl, your dad also let you drink beer at 10, so seeing some tits was no big deal.
You see Carl's list of videotapes with all the nude scenes from every movie that
he's like the original Mr. Skin.
He goes, Logan's Run. There's the scene with the boobies.
I just don't leave the tapes in the cases.
That's right. He doesn't want them erased accidentally.
Yeah.
He breaks off those little tabs.
Breaks the tabs.
Yeah.
Boy.
For your kids, when you break off the little tab, it keeps you from re-recording over your videotape. It had a physical, it had a physical plastic piece that you would have to break off, and that would prevent recording.
Yep.
Well, I guess this is the end of us and Blue Thunder.
Nice. Yeah.
We will never have to bring it up again.
Yes. Blue Blunder.
But Blue will bring probably bring up Airwolf again at Blue some point.
I'm sure you will.
I love Airwolf. Terrible show, cool helicopter.
Yep.
Why Thunder?
Why Thunder?
You can find our website at damshow.co, damshow.co.
About it.
Yep,
that's about it. Give us some suggestions, old movies that
yes
these young bucks have never seen.
I thought the next one was Rollerball, the original.
It is going to be Rollerball. The original Rollerball.
How old is that? Is that older than this movie?
One, yeah. It is not a quick movie. Let me put it
that way. I'll power through it.
Plus, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. So other than that, it's a little long.
It's what I'm saying. Shit. 1975.
Not the one with
Rebecca Remain?
Huh?
Not the one with Rebecca Remain?
No. Definitely
and
not.
LL Cool J?
Come on.
This is a 2-hour movie. The one
with James Caan that actually had a message.
Yeah.
It was a science fiction movie.
It's a guy from
old style that gave you something to think about.
It's the guy from The Godfather.
Yeah. James Caan.
James Caan.
He plays Jonathan E.
Jonathan E.
And, of course, in the next episode, you will hear Richie's impressions of one character in Rollerball that he always enjoys doing.
That is true.
All right, well.
Hell yeah. All right. Rollerball it is.
Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder episode.
That's it. I'm Richie.
I am Jim.
Carl.
Jason
and Ray.